Coming up at the end of the hour, A Healthier Michigan, science-backed benefits of spending time in nature. Dr. Peter Graham joining us, Chief Medical Officer at the Blue Care Network through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. You are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY on the Lucianne Lantz Show. Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today, we're going to talk about the connection between vision and learning with our kids. Dr. Erica Johnson-Carter joining us. She has a whole host of accolades, including, are you the president of the Michigan Optometric Association? Is that right?
Yes, I am this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. You're with Dr. Hayes Practice and Saline Optometry. And this week, big week for all of you.
It is a big week. We moved out of our location that we've been at for 53 years.
You were right on Michigan Avenue.
Correct.
Right at the near the Four Corners.
Correct.
There.
Yes.
53 years.
53 years.
I didn't know that that practice had been there that
Dr.
long.
Dr. Gary Dio started that 53 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And then Dr. Hayes bought in, and now I've bought in, and we are growing and expanding. So we moved down the road to 450 East Michigan, so about a half a mile down Michigan Avenue.
So you said when you walked in, it's the old Pizza Hut for people in Saline who remember that. I remember it as the Huntington Bank branch, right next to the Dairy Queen there.
Yes,
okay.
That's exactly. So still that's where my kids like to go, is the Dairy Queen when they come visit me.
So it's still on Michigan Avenue, so people know. But tell me a little bit about the practice. Very comprehensive.
Yeah, so we are a full-service practice. Dr. Hayes has been there, and obviously Dr. Dio started the practice. So we've got certainly quite a few seniors with aging eyes. I'm a pediatric and developmental specialist, so we see a lot of school-age kids. And Dr. Libby Avery has joined us, who also is a dry eye expert and does a lot with dry eye and aesthetics and specialty contact lenses. So we cover a lot of different areas.
And tell me about your background.
Yeah, so I went to optometry school years ago and did a residency in pediatrics and vision therapy, binocular vision, and post-concussion care. And so through that, I've done a lot of development with school-age kids and how their vision develops and how to best support them, which also includes some vision therapy. And then we've also, for probably about the last 10 years, have partnered with University of Michigan Concussion Care and a lot of other neurologists in the area to help post-concussion patients get back to living their normal life.
Do you see a lot of that in kids today?
We see a lot in kids. We see a lot in adults. We're seeing more with sports and kids just being active, but we see it at all ages.
I hadn't thought about the impact it has on vision.
Yeah. So most people with post-concussion issues have vision issues. They'll have blurriness, they'll have double vision, they'll have light sensitivity, a lot of headaches and eye strain. And obviously it's a pretty collaborative treatment working with vestibular therapists and neurologists, but optometry is certainly a major contributor to getting these patients back.
How quickly can you do that?
Well, it depends on the patient. Everyone responds differently to the treatment. Some people need specialized prism glasses. Some people need special light sensitivity with sunglasses and different care that way. Many of our patients do best through a course of vision therapy, which could be as short as a couple months, but as many as a year, year and a half, depending on the severity of their symptoms.
Is it like redirecting what's going wrong?
Yeah, so we're retraining that brain. Obviously, the brain had a major insult, and so we're retraining that brain to do the things that it needs to do. Often post-concussion, their eyes are not working well as a team. They're having trouble focusing. So working on a computer for an adult or a kid for that matter, changing their focus from the board to the paper back and forth, that gets affected. And even that tracking, that top to bottom, left to right stuff that we assume is just a simple thing that we do daily, all of those things are affected post-concussion.
Dr. Carter, let's talk a little bit more broadly just about children and vision issues. You say that many children can pass a vision screening who actually have vision and learning issues that are affecting their reading and learning. How can that be? How can you pass a screening and that goes missing?
Yeah. So vision screenings are a little bit of a misnomer because vision is, those vision screenings really just have to do with visual acuity. So they're attesting the children's vision at a distance. We now know that schools certainly do a lot more on screens and iPads and reading. And so oftentimes kids can see perfect 20/20, but their eyes may not work well as a team. They may not be able to focus correctly or track correctly. And those kids will pass a vision screening with flying colors. But until they have a full comprehensive eye exam, we can't really uncover those issues. So we work with, in my career, hundreds of kids, probably thousands of kids, to help them get those skills much stronger, and it can make huge improvements in their life. We've got kids that go from reading 2-3 grade levels below to reading at grade level, reading above grade level, kids that have never been coordinated enough to catch a football that can now play sports. So there's a lot of impact with vision.
That is amazing. What is that screening like?
So the vision screening itself, they often will do at school or at the pediatrician's office, and they just cover one eye and read letters at a distance. From a comprehensive eye standpoint, we're going to look at, yes, visual acuity, but we're going to look at their eye health. We're going to look at how those muscles work together. We're going to look at that focusing and tracking system, and look at the child as a whole to see how the vision and visual processing skills work.
Do you do this comprehensive screening once a year?
Yes, we do recommend annual exams for all ages. We actually do infant exams, and I'm part of a public health initiative called Infancy. We provide a no-charge exam from 6 to 12 months old. For school-age kids, we certainly recommend everyone have a comprehensive exam once a year because they grow rapidly. Their systems change rapidly. As an adult, many adults assume that if they can see well, they don't need glasses or contacts, they don't need an exam. But we actually know that these comprehensive exams are a window into so many things. It's actually the only place in the body that we can see working blood vessels without cutting into the body. And so we can detect things like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, all these different systemic conditions that had you not had a comprehensive eye exam, you could have missed.
Dr. Erica Carter with us from Celine Optometry. Dr. Carter brings with her years of experience seeing all ages and specializing in pediatrics, vision therapy, sports vision, and post-traumatic brain injury concussion rehab. And she is a comprehensive optometrist who sees routine and problem-focused eye exams, contact lens fittings, dry eye evaluations, and urgent care. I can't believe you mentioned infants, and yeah. It is really important. I can't, when I go in for my tests, it's hard for me to, you know, when they ask you left, right, and all this, I don't even know. What do you do when there's a baby and they can't communicate this to you?
So it's actually a little bit easier to do an infant exam than maybe a toddler exam because the toddler, you gotta hold them down and make them sit still. But an infant exam, we have ways that we can text reflexes off the back of the eye to see how they respond to different lines and shapes, and we can actually get a very comprehensive assessment with infants. Obviously, you see infants walking around, strolling around with their glasses on.
Yeah.
And so we are able to assess that. Nothing cooler than to see a little kid who hasn't been mobile get glasses on and start moving.
So what are some of the signs that a parent will say, okay, I need to get in and get this child tested?
So from an infant standpoint, oftentimes you find that their mobility, they're a little bit more reserved. They don't tend to crawl or move or grasp for things quite as much. For school age kids, it could be avoidance of reading. It could be frustration with school, a variety of things, headaches, eye strain, them just kind of being real moody at the end of the day. Sometimes they're working so hard throughout the day to make their eyes work that at the end of the day, they're exhausted.
Wow, that's amazing. And do you find that you are detecting this more often than not?
Yeah, when I first started about 20 years ago, we saw about 25 to 30% of school-age kids having some type of eye teaming, tracking issue. We're probably closer to 40% now. They're on screens. What we expect a kindergartner or first grader to do is quite a bit more intense than they did even
20 years ago. Is that ruining their eyes?
I don't know that it's ruining it, but we can work on some visual hygiene. I talk to all my patients about the 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, they should take at least a 20-second break, blink their eyes, look 20 feet away. We talk about the Harman distance, which is a measurement between your fist and your elbow. Their material should never be closer than their fist to their
kidding.
Elbow.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know
and
any
so
of
it's
this.
So it's a built-in measurement that everyone can have, that we shouldn't be holding our devices, especially, any closer than that.
Wow.
So there's lots of different visual hygiene things that we can do to prevent, but certainly being outside, playing, using our eyes outside in nature is actually quite beneficial for their development.
Your practice, Celine Optometry, also has Chelsea Eyeglass Company attached
Correct.
To it. Tell
Correct.
Us about that.
We own both locations. So Dr. Hayes, Dr. Libby Avery, and I all go back and forth between both locations. We now, with the expansion of our Celine office, will be offering vision therapy at both locations, contact lens assessments at both locations, comprehensive exams.
And where's the Chelsea one?
So the Chelsea one is right near the Jiffy Towers, right downtown Chelsea.
Okay, so two practices.
Yeah.
And just this week, Celine Optometry moving over to the building that used to be the Huntington Bank branch off of Michigan Ave next to the Dairy Queen in Saline. They are members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And for more information about the chamber and its members, you can go online to salinechamber.org. And to find out information about Celine Optometry, visit celineoptometry.com. What does the future hold for eye care? Is there anything new on the horizon in your practice or what you're looking forward to?
So there's a lot of exciting things in eye care. One of the areas is certainly some more ocular aesthetics, where we actually have what's called an IPL machine. It works with fine lines and wrinkles and aging, as we know that affects a lot of the eye tissue. It helps a lot with dry eye development, which is certainly a really impactful issue when you're on screens as much as so many of us are.
Right.
There's lots of technology as far as vision therapy and post-concussion care, as far as helping those patients progress, not only in our office, but at home.
Wow. Great getting to know you. Thank you so much. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Grand Rapids area.
Oh, okay. And how do you like this area?
I love it here. Yeah. I've been here about 15 years.
Saline's a great community.
It is.
So. And you have children as well?
I have two small. Yeah. Well, I can't even say small now. They're 15 and 12 in the Saline community. And so we've certainly integrated ourselves in the Saline community and happy to be part of the community and own a practice right there.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations to you on the move as well. I've been to the practice before, but not to the new location, so looking forward to that. Dr. Erica Johnson-Carter, a pediatric developmental optometrist with Celine Optometry, Chelsea Eyeglass Company, and she's president of the Michigan Optometric Association. And your children need to get tested and have to have a comprehensive testing, not just the vision screening in school. Very important. And perhaps that will be the basis of why they're having learning issues. And you can discover that with Dr. Carter. Again, CelineOptometry.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.